Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. What Allah love versus what we love. We are coming closer to the season of Hajj. The season of the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Abu al-Anbiya, the father of all messenger. Khalil al-Rahman, his title, the friend, the beloved friend of Allah. Khalil. How he got it? Let's have a snapshot of his life. Something Allah love. We today, we bankrupt of it. Loyalty to Allah. Devotion to Allah. Belonging to Allah. Stand up for the truth with Allah. From his childhood, when he was a boy, what happened? He refused to obey his father and selling the statue. Imagine, from a childhood, he stand up against his father. Why? For his belief. We have to stop in here and learn. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was an ummah. Kana Ibrahim ummah. He was a nation. Because he was the only Muslim in earth. All the opposition against him. But he stand firmly with Allah. Against all the odd. Father, family member, king, society. Do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala share us his story just for that? Today I see when a family or even a member of the family have a dispute over anything, we sided with wrong. Very quick, we change direction and our loyalty to be to wrong, not to Allah wa Rasuluh, not to the truth, to husband, to wife, to kids, to money, to status, to spouse. Whatever it is, I see it all my life. I said, Subhanaka Ya Rabbi. Just like that, we drop loyalty to Allah, to the truth. And we're ready to stand with falsehood? What happened if Allah trial us like Ibrahim alayhi salam? Subhanaka Ya Rabbi. They're going to burn him alive. And he stand up against all the odd. When they're ready to throw him, Angel Jibreel alayhi salam, come and tell him, I can, with the tip of my wing, one of my wing, and Jibreel alayhi salam, have 600 wings. Rasulullah SAW said, one time he asked Jibreel alayhi salam to show himself. And Jibreel alayhi salam asked Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell him, obey Abu al-Qasim. Give him what he want. He's my Habibi. He opened only two wings. He closed between east and west. Don't try to comprehend it. He said, I will throw to Ibrahim alayhi salam. To Ibrahim. Jibreel alayhi salam tell him, I will, with one of my wing tip, I will take all the fire, throw it over their kingdom, burn it up, and I will save you. He said, did Allah send you? He said, no. He said, I don't need you. The angel of rain, same. The angel of wind, same. Did Allah send you? No. Did Allah send you? No. And when they throw him, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakeel. Allah is sufficient for me. Wallahi, we need it. Wallahi, we need it. We need it. We need it so, so desperately. Ummah, family, society. Are we standing for the truth? Are we having loyalty to Allah and the truth? Or we swing and manipulate the truth? My heart is aching. I see it over and over again. Over and over again, over and over again. Subhanaka ya Rabbi. How in the blink of an eye, with some nonsense, we sold our loyalty to Allah, to somebody, son, daughter, husband, wife, family, business, this, that. I see it even when people have disputed over money, over anything. All my life I said, I wish to see somebody stand for the truth. Stand for Allah. Say the truth the way it is. We cannot. We cannot have loyalty to Allah. Loyalty to the truth. When you look at Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was famous by what? Generosity. He never ate alone. And we know the famous story. After he married Hajar, when his wife, the first wife, tell him to marry another woman, maybe he will get a child. And after he get the child, yeah, Ibrahim, take your wife and baby, drop them in the desert somewhere. I will tell you where and come back. Finished. It's done. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. If some of this will happen to us, why? Why me? Why now? And we use our mind, we use our emotion, and no obedience. Where is the loyalty to Allah, wa Rasulu, and the message, and the truth, loyalty, devotion? Ya Ibrahim, go visit, yes. Ya Ibrahim, do, yes. Ya Ibrahim, slaughter your son, yes. Slaughter your son? The only son? After a long time? And what you want the son for? To show off? To put his photo in Facebook? To spoil him until destroy him? Or you want him to carry the message? What about Hajar? When her husband dropped her off in the middle of the desert after many days traveling. Many days or weeks, actually weeks. Ya Ibrahim, where are you going? He didn't answer. Are you leave us alone here? He didn't answer. She repeated, he didn't answer. Did Allah command you to do so? He shake his head, and he never turned back to obey Allah. Imagine. She said, go. Allah will never leave us alone. A journey of iman, a journey of yaqeen, a journey of loyalty, a journey of devotion to Allah. And when he went to tell his wife, Hajar, Allah showed me a message in a dream, and he commanded me to slaughter my son. She said, whatever Allah tell you to do, do. Yeah, no question, no doubt. He said, it can be shaitan. She said, no, Ya Ibrahim, it's not you. Shaitan cannot get you. You beloved to Allah. This is Allah, Ibrahim. Do what Allah command you to do. And when he went to his son, my son, Allah tell me to do so. He said, my father, do what Allah command you. You will find me of an obedience and patience. Look, why Allah give us a story? The story of a family from top to toes, devotion, loyalty, belonging, obedience, sacrificing anything for Allah. Today, we're willing to sacrifice the message for the money, for a daughter, for a son, for a husband, for a wife, for whatever it is. We become so cheap. Our devotion and loyalty to Allah become, astaghfirullah al-azim, so cheap. We can swing in the blink of an eye. And even I wish we're doing it even with the truth. I wish we do it with honesty. We manipulate the truth. We manipulate the truth so bad. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Something deep wrong. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, you have cartoon Ibrahim Khalil Rahman. Watch it. They did a beautiful job, believe it or not. Very beautiful. Sit down with your family, with your kids, to remind you about his journey, what he went through, and question yourself. Where is my devotion? Where is my loyalty? Where is my love? Where is my purity? Where is my sacrifice? You are in it. We are at the same season. The season of Hajj. The season of Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. This is the message. What is Labbaik? I am coming to serve you with devotion and loyalty and love for you, Ya Allah. No one except you, the owner of dominion. Everything. Why? Why? Why, Ya Allah? We sold our soul to shaitan and the evil of our nafs. Why? Our nafs is higher than the loyalty to you, Ya Allah. You see, the Muslim make mistakes, sins, but change his loyalty? Sell his loyalty? For what? For what? is many ahadith and many ayat about that. So Muslim stand up for the truth, hold the truth, even against himself. My dear brother and sister in Islam, look at the journey of Ibrahim. وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى Ibrahim, the one he keep his covenant with Allah. The scholar said, وَفَّى بِجَسَدِهِ لِلنِّيرَانِ He sacrificed his body when they throw him to the fire. And he said, حَسْبِي اللَّهُ وَنَعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ Allah save him. And he commanded the fire. وَوَفَّى بِقَلْبِهِ لِلرَّحْمَنِ And he devoted his heart to Allah. When Allah tell him, slaughter your son, he put Allah number one, and he obeyed Allah, and he was willing 100% to slaughter his son. وَوَفَّى بِمَالِهِ لِلضِّيْفَانِ And he sacrificed all his money to take care about the guest. Generosity. My dear brother and sister in Islam, is a journey. It's a journey of a man, a woman, a child, another woman. And all of them has one thing in common. One thing in common. 100% devotion and loyalty to Allah. 100% devotion to their relationship with Allah. And they willing to sacrifice anything for Allah. This is a message of Ibrahim alayhi salam. By this way, what Allah love? He loved me to see me devoted to Him, belonging to Him, my loyalty to Him, my obedience to Him, my love is for Him. And for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mu'mineen and Islam. And I am willing to sacrifice anything, by any mean, for the message and elevate a deen of Allah and support the message. And I have to stand up for the truth, regardless of whom. The mu'min stand for the truth. وَلَيَزُ بِاللَّهِ مُنَافِقٍ When a situation rise, he sold the truth for something else. May Allah save us to be among munafiqeen. May Allah save us to be not to be among the one who sold their loyalty and devotion to somebody else above Allah. May Allah make us among those who live and die for Allah. To willing to sacrifice anything for Allah, to humble ourselves to the truth and live the message. And when we make mistake, I said, I made a mistake. Instead of changing my loyalty to Allah just for my ego and arrogance and stubbornness, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. والله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Learn, my brother and sister in Islam, learn. Learn. Allah loves devotion, belonging, obedience, sacrifice. Because this is a sign of my love of Allah above my love of myself, my family member, my life and everything. وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ When he said, لَا يُؤْمِنْ أَحَدُكُمْ No one will be a believer unless Allah wa Rasuluh beloved to him than anybody else. This hadith is powerful, very powerful. And read verse 165 at Al-Baqarah, verse 24 at Tawbah, and verse 23 at Tawbah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us real mu'mineen, devoted to Allah wa Rasuluh and the truth. Loyalty to Allah wa Rasuluh and the truth. Stand up for Allah wa Rasuluh and the truth, and not sold our soul to the ego or the evil of our nafs or whatever it is. May Allah save us from the evil of ourselves and save us from ego and arrogance, and make us humble to the truth, follow the truth, even if it's against me. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.